Welcome to this week's edition, coming to you from on the road. Global equities retreated last week, reflecting disappointment over Fed signalling, US President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariff update, and a weaker than expected US payrolls report. Let us start with the key US economic news from last week. The Federal Reserve kept rates on hold as widely expected, but despite two dissenters voting for a rate cut, the market was ultimately disappointed that Fed Chair Jerome Powell did not seem more open to a possible September rate cut, noting instead that inflation remained elevated. A solid Q2 US GDP report seems to justify the Fed's caution, with economic growth bouncing back to a 3% annualized rate after a 0.5% annualized decline in Q1. By Friday morning, however, the Fed's reluctance to cut rates was old news, with a weaker-than-expected payrolls report raising markets' expectations for a September rate cut to 80%. Employment rose only 73,000 in July. Markets were expecting a plus 100,000 figure, although the bigger news was a downgrade to employment growth of 258,000 over the previous 2 months. The unemployment rate also edged higher to 4.2%. Adding to the concern, the ISM manufacturing index was also weaker than expected. The jobs numbers were such a shock that President Trump, in yet another move markets are growing numb to, shot the messenger by sacking the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics for reporting what he alleged were rigged numbers. One can't help imagine what he might do when and if the US economy actually enters a recession under his watch. Markets were also unnerved last week by Trump's aggressive new set of tariffs. While Australia was affected relatively lightly with only a 10% tariff, many other countries faced much higher tariffs of around 20 to 40%. For unashamedly political reasons, many of Brazil's exports will face a tariff of 50%, even though it runs a trade surplus with the US. China is still facing a tariff of 30%, although both parties remain in talks. All up, the average US tariff rate is now around 18%, according to data collated by the Budget Lab at Yale. Little of this has yet to show up in either US inflation and/or corporate profits, but the hit can't be too far away. In the past 2 months, US monthly customs revenue has tripled from an annual rate of around US $100 billion to US $300 billion. Someone somewhere is paying these duties. Some tariff effects are dribbling in. The core consumer price deflator, PCED, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, rose 0.3% in June, with the annual rate at 2.8%. This is still higher than the Fed would like. Despite tariff concerns, the Q2 earnings season remains relatively encouraging, though there are growing signs of divergence among Magnificent Seven companies. Meta and Microsoft reported good results and were rewarded with share market gains last week. Amazon, by contrast, also beat expectations, though investors were unimpressed with its lower growth in cloud server revenue compared to its peers. Turning to the global week ahead, there's little major global economic data, although the US ISM Services Sector Survey will face added scrutiny given renewed concerns over the US economic outlook. Markets may not take kindly to a surprisingly weak result, though it would further boost prospects for a September Fed rate cut. Coming back home, and the major local highlight last week was, of course, the Q2 CPI report. As expected, annual trimmed mean inflation was reassuringly benign at 2.7%, which makes an August RBA rate cut a virtual done deal. There were broad-based signs of easing inflation across goods, services, and housing. Adding to the case for a rate cut was another fairly tepid retail sales report, with retail volumes growing only 0.3% in Q2 after a flat Q1 performance. After a welcome pickup late last year, consumer spending appears to have eased back again so far this year, despite the gradual recovery in real incomes and RBA rate cuts. There's little in the way of major local economic data this week. That said, although not usually a market mover, there should be some interest in tomorrow's ANZ Indeed job ads report, given the weaker than expected June labour market report a few weeks ago. Recall employment barely grew in June plus 2000, and the unemployment rate leapt from 4.1% to 4.3%. Having fallen from its peaks in late 2022, job ads have stabilised out over the past year at a still relatively high level. Should they hold up tomorrow, as I expect, it should provide some comfort that the labour market is not unravelling too dramatically.